Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome to Big Dumb Monsters. I'm Chris.
I'm Bigfoot.
And this week we are talking the movie Willow Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah. We
love Bobcat Goldthwait.
Absolutely. We'll asterisk this by saying Bobcat is fucking awesome. This movie, not so much.
Less than.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll hear us explain our positions on this. Yeah, I don't know. I think it just failed in the execution. A lot of good setup, not a good payoff.
Yeah.
But we'll let ourselves speak for ourselves.
What?
Yeah. That makes sense, right?
It does.
Yeah.
It shouldn't.
But it does.
Use words goodly.
Yeah. Here we go. Big Dumb Monsters talking about Willow Creek.
Enjoy the show.
All that other shit's going on.
It's fine.
Ladies and gentlemen,
behind the scenes,
we've done it.
we've
done it again.
Let's not fucking pat ourselves on the back just yet.
Like, I mean, we fucked shit up again.
Yeah, guys, let us know if anything is off, if anything sounds weird.
Yeah, do we have an echo? Is the volume not correct?
As usual, we tried to, by upgrading our shit, we fucked everything up.
The problem is we try to fix stuff like right before we record.
To be fair, we've been working on this since like 7:15-ish.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
We're nothing if not professional.
Yeah, whatever. We're on the air. We appear to be capturing audio.
We are alive.
Anywho.
Yeah.
We are in the middle of the theme month that we came up with last week.
Yeah, we made up the month in the middle
found
of the month.
Found footage-uary, yeah.
Fuck you! Stop with the... You can just say the whole month.
Found footage-uary. But yeah.
Footage-uary.
This week we went with Willow Creek.
I wish we didn't.
Yeah. I'm going to call an audible on next week's show, actually.
Really?
I don't think we should do two shows in a row with no monster. So I don't think
Fair.
We can do Blair Witch. I think we should either Troll Hunter or Dead Stream.
Okay. Dead Stream is a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
It's not a great movie.
It's good. It's better fine. Than I expected it to be.
It's fine.
So Troll Hunter or Dead Stream?
Well, leave it up to the chat. What do you guys want to see us do?
Yeah. The first person to weigh in on this gets to pick the movie for next week.
First person? How about you let them discuss?
Whatever.
Let them
I'm
have
all about
it,
the
man.
Speed, man. Who's ever the fucking quick draw
you
out
are
there?
Instant gratification person. You are like, if it is not right now, I don't want it, and I'm hyperventilating.
You know what it is that I am a like meticulous planner, so I want things to just go boom, boom, boom without a hitch. Like, I want to set that all up beforehand so I don't have to worry about it in the minute. And when I have to worry about it in the minute, that's when shit throws me off.
Yeah. Welcome to the real world.
Yeah. What was this? I was told
there would be llamas.
Hey, we were told there'd be guests. Touche.
Yeah. Fuck you both. I love you both.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
you both.
It's going to turn out Alex is also writing an article that we're going to be featured in.
Yeah. You want to start this movie?
Yeah, I should probably do that, yeah. Unfortunately.
Make sure the sound's off.
Yeah. It is not. We're on
there
the cock. Yeah. The cock is just out in all its glory. The sound is out, you know.
Yeah. I didn't hate this movie. I really didn't. The problem with it is you have two vastly different things. And you've got a weird, awkward guy interviewing people. And then pretty much right down the middle, you have campers in distress.
Yeah.
That needed to blend a little more. And I needed more distress. Or something. Like, I needed one to lead into the other a little more.
Yeah. You
know, I needed, like, weird people in the village, not just the one guy that told them to get off the road. You know what I mean? Like,
and then the one weird naked lady in the middle of the field.
Well, that was the missing lady in the on the poster.
No shit. I never put that together.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
I'm pretty sure anyway.
See, I thought it was just like, because like we had the, in the beginning they have like the mural with like people and Bigfoot like living together. So I thought there were just like feral people living in the wilderness with Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Like with, you know, a bunch of big feats or whatever you want to call them. you know, like that, and that's what was causing it. That's why you really couldn't tell if it was, you know, if it was humans fucking with them or if it was fucking Sasquatch.
Right.
That's what I thought was going on, but I didn't realize it was the missing woman.
Yeah. It's, I don't know, like it needed a little more pizzazz, you know, like what's here is a good base and it's short enough that like you can definitely add to this, like this movie. Would we say clocks in like an hour 20?
It's like an hour and 10? 19 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So probably like an hour 14, hour and 15 with, you know, with credits.
Yeah. Like, okay.
Without credits, I mean.
Give me another 10, 15 minutes of like, of things going weird in the town. You know what I mean?
Like, give me a little bit more like foreshadowing. Like I needed a little bit more of a monster too. Like I you know, I like that there's a threat. There's a menace. You don't really see what's going on, but you know it.
I do dig that they don't. This movie is not out to say, like, here's a Bigfoot. It's about, like...
But also, I want to see, like, when they're walking around in the wilderness, maybe, like, you see something go by in the background. You don't know if it's a person. You don't know if it's a Bigfoot.
But you saw something. Yeah, you see, like, if you saw, like, a flash of something. Yeah. That's cool.
You know, give me a little bit more of that. Like, a little bit more of the fucking... the icing on the cake. And was it me, or did this motherfucker's sound drive you crazy? Like, him, like, that fucking microphone, like, it's Jim. Like, dude, back it up a little bit. Yeah. Like, work on your levels, fucking, you know, like...
Yeah, no, he's got... Are you saying he's got poor mic technique, Christopher?
Hey, look, so I just fucking know.
What's your talent? Hold on.
We can smell our own.
let me get to the bottom of this. You're saying that when you're listening to somebody's audio and it's not good because they're either all the way back here or they're all the way up here, it's irritating?
You know what button to hit, right?
Fuck you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I noticed you turned all the way over to him and said it. Like he couldn't hear you through your microphone.
It was for dramatic effect.
I'm going to be honest. Often I hear him equally through the headphones and
in real life.
Yeah, I'm loud. I'm loud.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about audio issues. No. Fucking motherfucker. Why is it that every time we try to like make this better, it always ends up biting us in the ass?
Because that's how technology works. Like, but here's the thing. It's probably going to be a little funky next week too.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not short term. It's going to be over the next few weeks.
But then we're going to get it fucking hammered out and it's going to be awesome. Think about every growing pain that we've had. Right?
Which, yeah.
There's been a lot.
Yeah.
But until we find that next thing that we need to improve, the show quality goes up.
That's true.
Drastically.
That is true.
So what we're hoping is, by the way, everybody, we got a new audio interface and it's the tits.
Yeah.
We don't have that much use for all of the bells and whistles that are on it, but the guts of it are a lot higher end. So it's got really nice preamps in it. So everything should wind up sounding a lot better once we get it dialed in. Who's to say when that's going to happen?
Yeah. It's
we've got a guy for that.
Yeah.
Do some research.
Yeah, I think it's also like this string of like technical defeats we've had over the past month.
Oh, yeah.
It's really fucking...
Well, that's why we drink.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. Which also creates the technical defeats.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Just think about it like this. In 20 minutes, you're not even going to fucking remember.
Until we push a button and something doesn't work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, this has been studio gripe time.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Back to the movie. I don't know. I think there was like, there's just too much set up for not that big of a payoff. Like, we don't really see anything at the end. Even when, like,
I agree with you.
Like, even at the climax of the thing, like, I don't have to see Bigfoot straight on, but like, show me something, like, stomp by when, like, the camera's on the ground at the end. Like, you know, like, just put that question in my head. Like, is this really people?
Yeah, it's like, oh, was that a boot or was that a Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, make me question it more.
Yeah. They didn't really, it didn't deliver on the promise. You know what I mean? Like, so they're setting this up, you know, like early on, you know, like you're hearing noises with them. So like, you're like, oh shit, maybe there is a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
But then you're seeing the people, or not the people, the guy that was in the middle of the road. It's like, he wants them to get the fuck out of there. Well, does he want them to get the fuck out of there because like, he's cooking meth in the fucking woods or what? Like, you never know. Like, so is,
or again, is he part of this society of people living with fucking Bigfoot?
Right.
Like, yeah.
So I need them to focus on a little bit more of that. That'd be fucking rad.
Yeah.
Because even if it is people living with Bigfoot, okay, that's cool. Fine. Just, you know, give me a little of that. Or if it's people making moonshine or meth or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I don't.
Give me a little of that.
Like, I don't mind the mystery, but like, fucking give me a little bit of something to work with. Like, yeah.
It's far too open-ended.
Yeah.
And I assume there's people out there that enjoy that. I'm not one of them. You know, like we've talked about it a million times. Like, we like, you even just said it. Like, we like a mystery, you know, give me something to think about. But like, you gotta give me a little bit of a path.
Yeah. Yeah, there's got to be something to, at the end of the path, basically.
Yeah. Also, these two people are fucking insufferable.
No, odious. Absolutely fucking odious. Like, I just, neither of them are.
I wouldn't want to spend a weekend with either one.
Yeah, no. And what do you think was more painful for that dude? Fucking getting ripped apart by fucking Sasquatch or getting fucking shot down on camera? Like, with his proposal.
Ooh, like, yeah. I was watching, I was like, oh no.
I care about you. Oh.
Oh, I knew she was gonna say no. You know, he's a dickhead.
Yeah. She's no prize either, really.
She's no prize either, but she's fucking rational. At least, yeah. She's like, we shouldn't be here. Yeah. I don't want to do this. This is a bad idea.
Yes, yes, huh. And yes.
Turns out, she's right. He's a moron.
And he does get them lost, too.
So they got each other lost.
I learned this lesson once. Fucking Amanda and I went to fucking Oakwood Cemetery. That pumpkin beer.
Yeah. Ooh. It's not like if it was the season for pumpkin... And I was like, oh, I want a pumpkin beverage. Sure.
Also, there's a question on what pumpkin season that beer was from. I mean, that could have been last Halloween. It could have been the Halloween before.
It was packaged in 2003.
2003. Yeah. No, like, we went to Oakwood Cemetery once, and we were just wandering around the cemetery, and like,
that's lost. A place to get fucking lost.
Yeah, like, we're fucking lost.
Yeah.
So, like, this quick, like, you know, walk around the cemetery turned into, like, a 3-hour, like, where the fuck is the car?
Yep.
So, ever since that day, the first thing you do when you get out, drop a fucking pin on your location of where the car is.
Like, yeah. Well, you can, you can't do that if you don't have Apple products.
Fuck you all. I'm getting back to the car.
Yeah. I'm sure there's some sort of Android equivalent.
Yeah, there's got to be.
It would only make sense.
Yeah. But yeah, yeah, no, some kind of like, you know, GPS marker. Also, if you're going that deep into the fucking...
Leave fucking trail markers.
But a shotgun. Bring a fucking shotgun.
Yeah.
What cost did you get a shotgun? $250, $300 maybe, yeah. Like, you know?
And literally no time.
Yeah, you can walk in and get it on the spot. Like, bring a fucking shotgun, dude.
You can go to Walmart and go, one shotgun, please.
They have
the sandwiches look fucking good though.
Oh, the Bigfoot burgers, yeah. Hell yeah, that does look pretty fucking good.
Are those real? Because like,
I was thinking that. Like,
it has to be. Because they're like literally on location in these places.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's all probably 100% a thing. Otherwise, they had somebody make Bigfoot footprint shaped rolls to put those sandwiches on just for this movie.
Which they could have. Let's see. Hold on.
They could have. But you think Bobcat Goldthwait's got Bigfoot roll money?
Bigfoot burgers.
I guarantee you it's fucking real.
Bigfoot Burger Company.
You remember the Bigfoot pizza in Little Caesars?
It's Bigfoot! There was a Pizza Hut, wasn't it?
No, it was Little Caesars.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure.
I thought it was Pizza Hut.
I could have swore it was Little Caesars.
Hold on. To the fucking... Well, we're already on the internet.
All of this is more interesting than the movie.
Yeah, it is.
But it's not like... It's
just fine. It's all right when you spend an hour.
I'm going to give this a low rating, but at the same time, it's not a bad made movie. It's not shit.
I just didn't care.
Exactly. I was just kind of like not interested. I didn't like wasn't engaged with the people.
Yeah.
I just needed a little bit more to the threat.
There needed to be a bunch of weird shit happening in town.
Yeah.
Is realistic.
Pizza Hut, Bigfoot.
Oh, fuck, man. Yeah. It was Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Just like a little bit more fucking meat on the bones of this. Like, yeah.
Just fucking zhuzh it up, babe. Like,
yeah. Fucking rent a gorilla suit for a fucking day. Like, you know?
You know, like they did to make that video.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, that video is fucking fake. I don't give a shit.
What else is there to say? I mean, like, I like the setting, you know, the whole, like, it's a fucking beautiful fucking location for sure. Yeah,
no, like, that's the thing, is they've got something here.
The premise is good. It's just, I needed a little bit more on the delivery.
Yeah, that's really all it is. Like, you let me down in the end.
Yeah.
And actually, you know what? They didn't let me down in the end. Because the actual ending is pretty good. Like, it's tense. It's high energy. It leaves on a good note. The problem is it's really fucking stagnant up until it gets there.
Yeah, I think you need one more kind of encounter in between the tent shit and the ending. Because like, you get them lost in the woods, but that's like 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, you had the riverbed thing, but that was real quick.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, like you just need like something else to go, you know, awry in between the tent and the ending, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. There's just not enough to this. And usually I'm the one saying like shit needs to be shorter.
Well, I mean, there's, you know, there's proper editing and then there's like, let's just cut this for time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like a lot of shit was cut for time on this, which is weird. Because, like, why are you going to go out of your way to make a movie that's barely over an hour long when you've got all these resources?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fucking Bobcat, man.
Fucking Bobcat.
I do love Bobcat Goldthwait, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't really want to diss Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah, it's another reason why I don't really want to shit on this. But, like, again, it's just a little more oomph. Like,
listen, you can love a lot of what he does and not love everything.
Yeah.
It's fine, you know?
All right, I think we can throw some ratings on this.
Do you? Do you want to?
I feel like this is going to be a short fucking episode.
You want a Fanta? Don't you want
to? You motherfucker.
Oh, is that going to be stuck in your head or something? All right, I'll go first. Oh, boy.
Oh, this fucking dude.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Creepy fucking, like...
Yeah. He's bad, and the guy with the guitar is bad.
Even, like, give me, like, a little,
like... I've met that dude with the guitar. You know what I mean? Like, oh, that fucking weirdo.
Maybe he's the Bob Dylan of the Bigfoot world. No, but, like, give me, like, a little hint. Like, maybe this dude's in on the fucking thing, what's going on in the woods. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You're like, you know, if instead of being a bloated drunk, Bam Margera was, like, a heroin addict...
So a Bam Margera. Yeah.
What this guy looks like. Yeah. But yeah, fucking overall, I'm gonna rehash my score from last week, I think, and it's a 5.5.
You really going that high on it?
Yeah, I didn't hate it. It just needs more.
Like, again, I don't want to shit on this because it is a well-made movie, I think.
It's got the for a found footage film, it's got a lot of what I need out of it.
Yeah, and even the tent scene, like, it is fucking effective. I think it just needs to be shorter. Like, I think
yeah,
it needs
to be... Yeah, that did drag on a little long.
Yeah, because that's like a good... I want to say that's probably half the movie.
It's 18 minutes.
Is it really? So yeah. It's like 20% of the movie.
It's
so,
one shot.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of that is just them talking, and like, you know, you can cut down them talking.
Yeah.
Although keep that fucking horrible rejection in there.
Yeah, I know.
And maybe give me a little bit more of the, like, of what's going on around them. Because that is effective. Like, it is pretty fucking terrifying. Like,
it's fucking crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Of like that, like, cause it's like, it plays on that fear of like anybody who's ever been camping, like, between me and nature, there's this thin layer of fucking nylon, and yeah, like, you know, who knows what the fuck could be on the other end of that. Like, so that
could
is pretty,
God be a fucking Bigfoot.
Yeah. Could be crazed fucking mountain people. So yeah, but for me, like, it is below the line of rewatchability. So I have to go lower than 5.
Yeah.
Because it just doesn't fucking deliver for me. I think I'm going with a 4.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah. But like I said, like the things that I like in this, I do like.
It's like, a good start. It just needs more. Like,
and like the, when it starts building tension, it does it really effectively. It's not even that it starts too late, because like it is actually on pace, but then the movie stops. You know what I mean?
I was watching this earlier, and my wife had come down and was seeing it. She kept thinking, and I did too, that the movie froze. Because so little happens in the tent scene.
Yeah.
So she's just commenting on that.
They're just sitting there talking.
Yeah.
And there's parts where they're just waiting and listening for noises, and there's no noises either.
Yeah.
We just thought the whole movie froze.
Right. And then in a found footage film, you kind of need some of those moments. Like, you need a little bit of that, because that's how people are going to react.
Yeah. Right?
That's a level of realism that they're putting in it. The problem is that it's a little, like, too real. You know what I mean? So it does drag on. And they could have edited that.
Like, another scene that was frustrating is that the one where they're by the riverside.
Mm-hmm.
It's when they're lost, and he's like, he sees the footprints, and he's like, hey, come over here and look at this. Like, and she, as she's coming over, like, clearly there's something there. Like, she freaks out.
Yeah.
They hear something. Like, that'd be the perfect spot to just show me something. Like,
yeah,
it could be, you know, don't show me a Bigfoot. Show me something. Like, is it a bear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a bear? It could be a fucking bear.
Yeah. Is it a bear? Is it a Bigfoot? Is it a fucking crazed hillbilly? Like,
yeah,
just give me fucking something. Like, yeah.
An Argentinian Nazi, like, yeah. Who the fuck knows?
It's a bunch of weird blonde kids around. Oh, Christ. Fucking Bob Dylan of Bigfoot.
I'd rather listen to this guy than Bob Dylan.
I was just thinking, it's an insult to this guy.
Yeah. Bob Dylan, one of the few artists I have walked out on.
Look, culturally, the man is insanely important.
I can check the box. Yeah. I've seen Bob Dylan play a song live.
Yep.
Peace, I'm out.
Yeah. Gotta go. Yeah. But yeah, like, when it comes to the shaky cam thing that you get in found footage films, like, I've talked about this a million times, like, I don't need the camera to go fucking crazy the whole way so I know that somebody's holding it.
Yeah.
When it's an intense moment, that's called for. When it's not, people will film a steady fucking shot. You know what I mean? And this does it well. Like, when they're calm.
Yeah, walking, it's not too shaky.
It's not too shaky. You get the feeling, yes, somebody's walking or whatever. And then when they're running and shit's going crazy, then it amps up and it goes crazy to follow suit. That's how it's supposed to be done.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like I said, my main issue with VHS was like, it was all 100 miles an hour all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's too much. Like, I can't focus on what the fuck is going on. Also, it makes me irritated.
How much would I bet this dude smells like fucking patchouli and salami? Fucking. And you know the smell I'm fucking talking about. You've smelled it before. I love that part in High Fidelity. Get your patchouli stink out of my store.
That is one of my favorite movies ever.
That is a great fucking movie.
So good.
Yeah.
That is... I mean, it's a fair shot for me to say that's my favorite movie.
Really?
Yeah.
It is a really, really good movie. It's been a while since I've watched that.
Yeah. It's emotionally devastating if you...
Yeah.
Really, like, really.
If you're in that breakup mode, yeah.
Oh.
It's like listening to Painted for Memory by Elvis Costello and Burt Bacharach when you've broken up with somebody. Hide the knives and guns.
Man, speaking of sad music, I was listening to The Cure on the way here because I fucking love The Cure. They're one of my favorite bands. Yeah. Disintegration is a fucking 10 out of 10 album. It is a fucking 10 out of 10.
Oh, fucking somebody.
And it will fucking destroy you if you are down in it.
Somebody described Robert Smith the other day and it fucking destroyed me.
Are you going to make me sad right now?
I can't remember the comparison. He looks like.
Now?
Yeah, yeah. They're talking about Robert Smith now.
Oh, he looks like somebody's grandma that smells like cat piss. That's what he looks like now.
Oh, fuck. I remember I was dying laughing, and goddamn it, now I can't remember the comparison.
I don't, you know, here's the thing. I don't give a fuck what he looks like. His voice is still all there. It's all there. You watch live videos of them like these days.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he sounds older, but like he never was harsh on his voice. And you can tell.
It's like if somebody like sculpted Elizabeth Taylor out of like, I forget what it ended.
I don't care to hear the end of that. You leave my Robert Smith alone.
Oh fuck! It might have been Dana Gould on one of the newer like Hanging with Dr. Z episodes. Oof. We're jumping right into the crapshoot.
Nah, it's fine.
Hanging with Dr. Z is back, and it's fucking
is it
so good? Yeah,
I'll have to start watching that.
Yeah, episodes are like 12 minutes long, so fucking boom, perfect.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, right?
It's Space Ghost Coast to Coast with fucking Dana Gould as Dr. Z instead of fucking Space Ghost.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to move on to trivia?
Let's do some trivia.
Okay.
Not to bother you with trivia.
I used to think they were kind of trivia.
I have a tablet in front of me now instead of digging out my phone.
We are now up to...
Don't count this as a screen.
Seven screens in the theater? The theater.
Big Dumb Monsters podcast theater.
The theater. The studio. This fucking microphone sock is going to smell like burps now. Like
now?
Yeah, that's true. Even more so, let's say.
You've been drenching it in beer belches for a fucking year, dog.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. So let's do some trivia here. All right. The one take tent scene is 18 minutes long, as I previously said, because I can't keep trivia to myself when I know it.
Yeah.
The idea for Willow Creek originated when Bobcat Goldthwait visited the real Willow Creek with plans on making a Christopher Guest-like movie set during a Bigfoot convention. He decided that making fun of the believers wasn't a nice thing. And I don't care. That's the movie I'd rather have.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Mighty Wind, but at a Bigfoot convention?
Yeah, or Best in Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, there's a way to do it without, like, completely shitting on them. You can have fun with it and not, like, completely make fun of them, punch down at them, you know?
That's the thing, is you have to look at it more as those movies instead of a Borat movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Because, like, I feel like the people who are into that culture can watch Best in Show and be like, oh, yeah, you know what? That is true. We are a little funny sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I'm sure they can laugh at themselves, you know?
Like, yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah, I think you're right. That is the better movie. Like, I want to see that.
It's 100% the better movie.
Yeah.
But is it in the line of like what he wanted to make?
True.
Maybe not. or could make, had the resources to make, you know? Because I imagine this did not cost a whole lot of money to make.
Probably not.
All right. Bobcat Goldthwait isn't actually a fan of found footage films because, quote, who found this footage? You know what I mean? And made a movie. I'm sorry your family got raped to death, but I think if I recut it, there's a tremendous picture in here.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Fair. Fair. You know what? I don't disagree with anything he said there.
Yeah.
The script was essentially a 25-page outline. Bobcat Goldthwait figures nearly 80% of the dialogue is improvised. Which, if it is, like, they did a pretty fucking good job of it, because it doesn't feel forced. Like, the stuff that is, like, goofy, weird shit is supposed to feel like goofy, weird shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, that guy doesn't know how to act on camera with a microphone. And it plays out that way. Everything else seems pretty fucking good. It's not mentioned in the film itself, but a handful of side characters, including the missing woman and the angry man in the road, were wearing the same necklace. Goldthwait revealed, I just wanted to make it possible that there's a connection with the people in town. There needed to be more.
Yeah.
Like, cause
again, going back more, to that, are these more, people more. Living like in harmony with these things? Like,
yeah. Yeah. Is that lady who's like, well, I don't believe in Bigfoot. Is she lying?
Yeah.
You know, like, you don't know. Give me more. Give me more.
Frustrating, damn it.
Goldthwait knew that they were making the Blair Squatch project, but also knew it would be different enough. Too often, filmmakers try so hard to avoid comparisons to that innovator that they neglect the elements of the Blair Witch project that made it work so well. All of those elements, they actually just kind of stole from the Cannibal Holocaust.
Yeah. That is true.
Shout out to
Carl York.
Carl York.
Friend of the show.
Yeah. Absolutely friend of the show.
Yeah.
To anybody out there that hasn't seen Cannibal Holocaust, it is it is the progenitor of the found footage genre.
I was going to say, I don't know if I'd rush to say, go see it.
Like, I mean, it's an important movie in horror history.
Yeah. Like, if you're a huge horror buff, then yeah, do your homework. Give it a run through.
Yeah.
But I think if you're a casual horror fan, like, you don't need to watch that.
It's more in line with, like, edgelord horror.
Yeah.
Before that was a thing. You know what I mean? So they were out to just push the limits and see, you know, what can we do and how realistic can we make it?
Yeah.
Turns out really realistic when you kill animals on film. But they did eat them afterwards, so... You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take that for what you will.
Ugh, this fucking guy. Getting flashbacks to every shitty open mic I've ever seen.
Oh, ukulele guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a punchable motherfucker. I want to punch him through his ukulele. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
Like, I want to... Like, you want to, like, almost go to the bathroom and put your fist in the toilet so then you can do, like, poison damage when you punch him. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Go into the bathroom, unleash a primal scream, and, like, then just get... All right, come back out.
Why did you fill the sink up with water and stick your head in it so you can't hear my pain?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Here, let's see. The missing woman on the flyer is actually the film's local casting agent. She's the naked lady later on at the end of the movie. she told Goldthwait that after filming the nude scene, where she's covered in cinnamon and chocolate, quote, well, that's off my bucket list. I guess nude covered in cinnamon and chocolate in a Bobcat Goldthwait production is on somebody's
very
bucket list.
Specific checklist. Yeah.
Not saying it's not on mine, but you know, it's whatever, babe. Let's see here. The big tent scene left actors unaware how long it would last and what exactly would be what exactly they would hear on the outside. Goldthwait was among the group outside making noises, and he had a headset to listen to the couple's dialogue inside so he could react accordingly. Adding to the atmosphere, they filmed the tent scene in an actual campground where Robert Patterson and Bob Gimlin camped the night before recording the infamous footage.
All right.
Which is exactly what they did in the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just, like the producers were outside, like, banging on the tents and shit, like, when they didn't know that they were going to do that inside. Which is what makes that scene so fucking intense in that movie.
Yeah.
The ending was originally supposed to take place in a cave. I don't know what we're supposed to do with that trivia, but there it is.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be in a cave.
I think it would have made it feel a little bit more claustrophobic, a little bit more like either there's no escape for these people, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it would have been a change.
Yeah.
For sure. Everything. It's not just woods. All right, then this is our our last IMDb trivia fact for the evening. Bobcat Goldthwait didn't give them a heads up that there was going to be that he was going to be rolling a boulder downhill in front of them. "Quote: I was ad-libbing too," he explained.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, you're a cunt.
Yeah.
That's right, I said the C word. It's fine. We're all adults here.
Think of it like in a British way. Like,
I'm English. Yes, yeah. Or Australian. I love AC/DC.
They say it as like a term of endearment. Like, yeah. Yeah, you're Billy Butcher, basically. Anyway, moving on to the better known as.
I know you. But you ain't you.
Can I just say the sense of personal relief that, like, so far the sound effects have worked? Like,
yeah.
This is more like inside fucking baseball.
More of it.
I had to redo all of, like, the production buttons today. Like, that was most of my fucking Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. I done fucked up.
One of us fucked up. We don't know who it was.
I'll take the blame.
Yeah.
I'm a big boy. I can handle it.
So, like, 2 seconds before we were going on air last night, I realized, like, oh, fuck. I have no way, like, to control anything. Like, yeah. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But it's all good now. It's
yeah. If you didn't check out the Defenestration Hour videos out there, we'll have the audio podcast out at some point.
Yeah.
We'll hopefully be back in 2 weeks. Anyway, back to the main show here. There were the fucking, the main event.
Yes.
WrestleMania here.
WrestleMania.
We will start off with director Bobcat Goldthwait. He is quite a fucking prolific director, but he is probably still most known as being, you know, a stand-up, as being Bobcat Goldthwait.
Mm-hmm.
He's directed some fucking good movies. He's been in some good movies. He has directed
a ton of voice work.
He's done a lot of voice work. He's directed a lot of comedy specials, too. He is directing the new Kyle Kinane special that's coming out in a couple of weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, comes out in, I think, maybe next week or sick. The week after. Yeah. It's definitely in March. I know that.
Yeah.
He directed Joyride, which is a documentary of the tour that him and Dana Gould did. They did like a 2-man stand-up show tour.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like and they got into like a massive car accident in the middle of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. They were both like really fucked up. And that's like all about that. It's in that movie.
So that's like a la like, comedians of comedy kind of thing.
It's also about like their history, like, cause they've both been in stand-up forever. And like they started around the same time. And like when they both started out, they fucking hated each other.
Really?
Yeah. 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 And then like over the years, they actually became friends and became like really close.
Yeah.
Some of the other, people he's directed specials for, Ron Funches, Harry Kondabolu, Patton Oswalt. He directed Patton Oswalt's Annihilation special. That's a fucking amazing special. It's the one where he talks about his wife dying.
Yeah. That's, that one's a soul crusher.
Yeah. He's talking about like telling his daughter that her mom is dead. Like,
yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He's directed a special for Eliza Schlesinger, directed 14 episodes of the Marin TV series. He's directed a lot of TV also as well.
No shit.
Let's see. Directed a Mark Maron special, a Eugene Merman special, did an episode of Community. He directed a documentary called Call Me Lucky in 2015. That was about the comic, what's his name? Barry Crimmins. Who died not that long ago of cancer. He's really fucking good comic, really like fucking like heady, like thoughtful dude.
Yeah.
Really, you know, recommend checking it out. One of like the things I really, one of his lines I remember the most, he was on a podcast talking about, this is the time like the Joe Paterno thing was going on.
Yeah.
And they were talking about how like, at the, you know, when that all that shit came out, they took down the Joe Paterno statue in front of the stadium.
Yeah.
And he said they should have plowed down the stadium and just left the fucking statue up in front of the rubble. Like, let's see. He directed also Patton Oswalt's Tragedy Plus Comedy Equals Time.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's a really, really good one. Let's see. Some of his other movies, God Bless America. That's one of the ones I think he wrote and directed. World's Greatest Dad. That was with Robin Williams, I believe. He directed 252 episodes of the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I did not realize that. He directed the movie Windy City Heat. That was a Comedy Central original movie. Did 6 episodes of Chappelle's Show.
What the fuck?
42 episodes of The Man Show. That's pretty crazy. In 3 years. Did an episode of Crank Yankers.
That's probably almost all of The Man Show of the, like, you know.
Probably,
the
yeah.
The good years.
Yeah, yeah. The non-Rogan and fucking Doug Stanhope years. As somebody who loves, I mean, like, I love comedy. I don't enjoy Doug Stanhope.
No.
I don't get it.
We've had this conversation before. He's just like a shitty Dave Attell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Bingo.
It's just like he is to Dave Attell what Dennis Leary was to Bill Hicks. Yes, thank you.
Yeah. I never thought he was fun. Maybe it's just because like my first like exposure to him was the shitty version of The Man Show.
Maybe.
I get like he's a comic, and that's never like stopped me from enjoying a comic. I fucking love, even, you know, love those types of comics.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I do not get it.
No. Maybe it's just not for me. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Maybe my perspective is wrong, but it's that's not for what me. I'm seeing it.
Yeah. And one of his first feature length movie was Shakes the Clown. That was 1991. Jesus Christ. 33 years ago at this point. We will move on. Actually, you know what? We'll throw out a couple of, cause he's been in some good movies too. We mentioned, he's done a lot of voice work, Patrick Starr Show, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, Bob's Burgers, Spy Kids, Mission Critical. I think that was a live action movie though. He shows up as himself in Stand Against Evil, did some Skylanders voice work, regular show, Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Shows up as himself on Marin. I mean, he's in Hercules as Payne. Yeah, a couple of Police Academy movies.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's where he first got really like known.
Yeah.
He's in Lilo and Stitch, the series. Shows up in CSI. that 70s show. Okay. He shows up in an episode of. He was in Blow. That's another awesome fucking movie.
I haven't seen that in so long.
Yeah, I do enjoy that movie. We mentioned Hercules, Unhappily Ever After. Oh, he's the voice of the rabbit.
Yeah.
There's a
Mary. That had 100 episodes?
Yeah, that was on for a while.
Jeez, I knew it was on for a long fucking time, but like 4 years?
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, it was just a Married with Children knockoff.
It was Married with Children with the talking rabbit. Stuffed rabbit.
Yeah. He shows up on an episode of The Simpsons as himself. Shows up as Merlin on Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Dr. Jesus Katz, Christ. The Tick, He was in two episodes of Living Single. Oh, no, excuse me, Living Single. I was looking at Living Single. And
well, he was,
of,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, less relevant to our audience, thinking I think. Thinking
of Tales from the Crypt. There's the famous one with him and Don Rickles where he's the ventriloquist.
Yes.
I do not remember the second one. It was an animated episode of Tales from the Crypt.
What?
Yeah.
I don't recall that at all.
Yeah, with the three little pigs. I do not remember this at all. An animated horror version of the Three Little Pigs story when the third pig is tried and convicted for the murder of his two brothers by a wolf jury.
What the fuck?
He builds a zombie Frankenpig to take out his revenge on the actual murderer.
It sounds like something out of heavy metal.
I would remember that if I'd seen that. Like,
that would traumatize me.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, we have a bunch of people in chat right now. Everybody, what's your favorite episode of Tales from the Crypt?
Oh, that's a good one.
And what movie would you rather us talk about next week?
Yeah.
Troll Hunter or Blair Witch. Deadstream?
Oh, dead. Yeah.
Yeah, Blair Witch is off the table.
Blair Witch is off the table. Yeah. My bad.
Yeah. And there goes the chat. The population just drops. Yeah. Ew. Ew, gross. Homework. Let's see. Back to Bobcat. I mean, he's Bobcat Goldthwait. You, yeah, like, you know
fucking
him.
Know Bobcat Goldthwait.
I will say
he's the guy in, talking about this.
He is in, I think, one of the best Christmas movies ever, fucking Scrooged. Yeah. What was his name? Loudermilk, I think, or something like that.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, shit. Now I need to go. Here it is. Elliot Loudermilk. Yep.
Got a vote for Troll Hunter, by the way. From Hey Boots.
Hey Boots.
All right. That's one for Troll Hunter. Moving on.
Let's make it a conversation.
Alexi Gilmore. She is the annoying woman in this movie.
She was annoying because she was the voice of reason.
That's true. I don't know. Like, you know, you're right. I am. I will apologize for calling her annoying. She's not annoying.
Yeah.
She is
rational.
Not likable, though. I will say not likable. Yeah. Let's see. She's in a bunch of stuff. She was in an episode of the Magnum PI reboot. She's in two episodes of Tacoma FD. Started watching that this week.
Did you fall off?
It's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm like five episodes in and I'm like, it's becoming a slog.
Yeah. Is it just samey?
I don't know. It's funny. It's just like, I feel like I'm not watching a real show almost. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, because it's like a true TV original show. So, like, yeah, I don't know.
What the fuck?
Exactly. Yeah. Let's see. We're talking about Bobcat. No, we're not.
No, we're not.
Talking about Alexi. What's her name?
Alexi Gilmore.
Gilmore. She was in Lethal Weapon, the series.
Ooh.
Yeah. She was in Get Shorty.
Swing and a Miss.
The series.
Ball two.
Yeah. she was in an episode of Bones, an episode of The Magicians, CSI Cyber. She also shows up in Marin. Shows up in an episode of Castle. 90210 reboot.
I really miss when Castle was a really good show.
She's another, I think she's in a couple of Bobcat movies. She's in God Bless America. She's in Burn Notice for an episode.
That also used to be good. Like, I don't know, man. Like, fucking TV shows that go on longer than five seasons, it's so shaky.
Yeah, you know, like, I think the British are onto something with, like, shit that's like, you get a season, you're gonna shut the fuck up and like it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, two if you're fucking lucky.
Well, the thing is, like, they'll do it two ways. They'll give you, like, one or two seasons, or they'll give you a bunch of seasons, but there's, like, five episodes in them.
Yeah. Let's see, we're still talking about Alexi Gilmore. She was also in World's Greatest Dad. Let's see.
Oh, Devil Wears Prada.
She was in the Devil Wears Prada, uncredited role, so it must have been a really, like, memorable one.
Yeah.
Good
metalcore band.
She's in an episode of Rescue Me, which I also started rewatching that show this week, which I am on board with that one.
You gonna stop at, like, season three?
Probably a good idea.
Yeah. Again.
Like, another great show for, like, three, maybe four seasons.
Yeah, because, like, the premise of that show was really great. It was like, this guy is in the fire department and his cousin died in 9/11.
Yeah, he's traumatized by 9/11.
Traumatized by that, and he's carrying around that burden. And then it's just like the firehouse hijinks around that. And then it gets just fucking weird after that.
Up next, we have Bryce Johnson, who played Jim in this. He was annoying. I'll say that. He was definitely annoying. He was
fucking annoying.
Yeah. And he has terrible fucking sound quality in this fucking He must have upgraded recently as well.
Yeah.
He was in Oppenheimer last year. Sorry. Jesus Christ, it's a new year.
Yeah.
He played Neil Armstrong in American Horror Story, and that's as absurd as it sounds. He also shows up in the Magnum
Werewolves PI on the Moon?
Yeah. Bingo. Doesn't surprise me. Doesn't faze me a bit.
Wasteland 3. That video game was kind of a hit.
All right. Wasteland 3. He's a voice. He's the voice of Opie. He shows up in Bobcat, Goldthwaite's, Misfits, and Monsters. That shows up in a lot of people's credits.
What is that?
TV series. Maybe it's like a travel log type of thing where he's like traveling along and... Nope, just stories. But flawed characters. Okay.
Right.
That's a thing.
I mean, I'm not sold on it.
Yeah, hey. Let's see. Son of Zorn. That was a Comedy Central show.
Wow. Holy shit.
Yeah, deep cut Comedy Central show. He was in Masters of Sex on Showtime. 23 episodes of Pretty Little Liars. He's one of the Battlefield games, Battlefield Hardline. An episode of Supernatural, 2 episodes of NCIS. A lot of fucking like that middling TV shit, like Anger Management, the series. CSI.
Wait, hold on. Anger Management, the series, like the movie Anger Management?
You didn't know that they made a Charlie Sheen show called Anger Management? Like, it was based on the movie and the fact that it's about a guy who, like, works in anger management, like, very loosely based on the movie.
Do not give a fuck about that.
Yeah, it was not good.
A spinoff from 2.5 Men?
No.
He got fired from that, and he was...
Yeah, he got fired from that. That was the thing he did, like, right after that. He went and did that.
Well, that was when he was on Tiger Blood, man.
I thought it was the same character.
No. It was a syndicated show, and they made like 5 seasons of it at once, and they just sold it off. Yeah.
You guys want this?
Yeah, it's basically what it was. Yeah.
How many people do you think went, oh, no?
Yeah. I think it aired on FX, like, finally. And that was like when they were like a newer fucking...
Yeah, but FX would fucking buy anything.
Yeah. This dude shows up in an episode of Nip Tuck. He's in the video game Gun. That was a pretty decent game back in the day, 2005.
Yeah.
I think it was like PS2 era.
Yes, it was.
Call of Duty 2, he's a voice in.
That was, yeah, because I had it on GameCube, so.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I played it at Tom's on GameCube and then bought it on PS2 eventually.
Yeah.
More middling TV, Dawson's Creek, Gilmore Girls. Undressed, he did 5 episodes of that. Was an MTV show, I believe.
I think it was, yeah.
Moving on, Bucky Sinister.
Are you shitting me?
I just saved it because his name is Bucky Sinister. He's the angry dude in the woods. He's apparently like a stand-up comic and athlete, I'm sure. an e-athlete?
He looks like one of those guys that says it like athlete.
Yeah. really not anything too memorable. I just wanted to, for the name and that background. We're going to move on. Up next, we have Peter Jason. This dude is in a ton of shit.
Was that the dead dog guy?
Yeah, he's the old dude telling the story about the dead dog.
It's right up there with a dog named Bo.
Yeah.
That's a deep cut for everyone out there. That's like the saddest moment that's ever been on television.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Jimmy Stewart.
This is in a... This dude is in a ton of shit. As of recent, nothing really notable. But we'll get there eventually. Let's see.
Will we?
Yeah. He was in 5 episodes of Baskets. That was the Zach Galifianakis show. He was in like 26 or 27 episodes of Deadwood and in Deadwood the movie.
Fuck yeah.
He was Con Stapleton.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
He was in the 2nd of the Jurassic World movies. It was 2018. 2 episodes of NCIS. He was in Hail Caesar. The not good.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah, looked like it was going to be awesome and then did not execute well.
Did not.
He's in 4 episodes of Arrested Development. Mr. Jordan. I think he might be the one-armed man. Possibly.
I am pretty sure I have seen like 4 episodes
of Arrested Development. There's this like recurring joke. Fucking when they were kids, like Jeffrey Tambor was the father of the family. Like,
yeah,
to teach his kids lessons, he would hire this one-armed man to like. The example they show, it's like he's driving like these, you know, 3 kids in the back. They're all like, you know, like 6, 8, 10, maybe they're all young. Yeah. And like he's driving and saying like, you know, I can't believe nobody forgot to leave a note when they finished the milk. Like now we have to go to the store. Like he's driving and he hits this fucking guy like and his fucking arm comes flying off. Right. Like, and yeah, the kids are like, ah! They're all screaming. And like, the guy gets up and walks over to the window and he goes, that's why you always leave a note when you finish the milk. So like, he would hire this one-armed man to like teach his kids lessons, like these horrifying fucking lessons.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. So it's got to be what it's like to be raised by David Lynch.
He also shows up in Original Flavor CSI. It's like 3 or 4 times that showed up tonight. He was a voice in Gears of War 3, Captain Michelson, and Dizzy.
I played the first one.
Those were decent games. They were all right.
Yeah.
Shows up in an episode of Chuck, an episode of Justified. Let's see. Castle again shows up. Gears of War 2.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the movie Milk in 2008.
I've never seen it, but I've always heard that was...
Yeah, it was a pretty good movie. Yeah. Sean Penn and Josh Brolin. Let's see.
Dirty Sexy Money.
Dirty Sexy Money. He's in 2 episodes of Desperate Housewives. Let me fumble all over that.
Yeah.
We mentioned 26 episodes of Deadwood. He's in the Will Ferrell movie Kicking and Screaming, 2005.
I kind of want to rewatch Deadwood.
Yeah, it's time.
Like I'm reliving my Western days. Like
it's been a long time since I watched Deadwood.
Yeah,
yeah.
So like Netflix, I think recently got
this influx. Is how long it's been since I watched Deadwood. I rented the DVDs when I watched it last time. Yeah.
Oh, mama.
Yeah. There are several levels of obsolescence in that statement.
Rented.
Yeah.
And DVD.
Yeah. He's in the movie Adaptation in 2002 with Nicolas Cage and Meryl Streep. Let's see. He's in Ghosts of Mars. So I think we talked about him during that. That was 2001. Maybe, yeah. Shows up in 2 episodes of Titus, 2 episodes of Batman Beyond. He's in Men in Black, the series.
No, wait, no, that's good. That was a good cartoon. The animated
series. Okay.
Yeah. I want to say that was Peter Chung, actually.
I almost rode that ride at Universal Studios.
Yeah.
Literally, my ass was touching the, like, I waited in line the whole time. Like, we were about to sit down. My ass touched the seat. The alarm goes off. Like, whoop, whoop, whoop. Fire alarm. Everybody out.
Fucking, yeah. Bogus.
Motherfucker.
Bogus.
Let's see. New Batman Adventures. He's a voice in Fallout 2. He's in 26 episodes of Mike Hammer, Private Eye. It's the late 90s.
God damn.
He's in a Wing Commander. Oh, video game. I thought it was like a movie sequel. Nope. Murder One. He's in an episode of Pinky and the Brain. He's in Dante's Peak in 1997 with Pierce Brosnan and Linda Hamilton. He's in an episode of Kung Fu.
Fucking volcano movie, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the era of the volcano.
There were 2 volcano movies that year. There was Volcano and Dante's Peak at the same time. He's in the Seagal classic, The Glimmer Man.
Lord.
he is in also a same year, Escape from L.A.
It's a much better movie.
In 1995, shit. He was in 2 episodes of Murder, She Wrote. There it is.
I've been waiting, hoping
I tried to map a button that would play the gunshots and the fart, but I can't. The delay isn't long enough. Yeah.
It keeps me on my toes.
One of these days, we'll actually make like a real dedicated sound effect for that.
We have a real dedicated sound effect for that now.
I suppose it's been long enough that it's canon.
My mark on this show, should I ever depart?
So this dude had a big fucking 1995. Not only is he in another one of the Wing Commander games, he's in the Wild Bill movie in 1995. He's in Murder, She Wrote.
That was not good.
Yeah, no. He is in the Mortal Kombat movie in 1995.
That was not good.
Hey, it's the best Mortal Kombat movie.
That's unfortunately fucking true.
He is also in Congo in 1995 and in Village of the Damned.
Oh, god damn it.
And The Demolitionist.
The fuck was The Demolitionist?
That was a Stallone movie.
No, that's The Demolition Man.
No, you're right. I'm thinking of The Specialist. I don't know what the fucking Demolition is. Nicole Eggert and fucking
Richard Grieco.
All right, we're doing this we're doing this on fucking the Defenestration Hour.
A murdered police officer.
Robert Kurtzman.
Hold on. A murdered police officer is brought back to life by a cold-hearted scientist to serve as the Demolitionist, the ultimate crime-fighting weapon in a city overrun by criminals and internal corruption.
It's a Demolition Man ripoff.
You mean RoboCop.
Yeah, that's RoboCop.
That's RoboCop.
This is Dollar Store RoboCop.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit. Oh, it's a female officer. So it's
Nicole
sexy.
Eggert is the RoboCop.
That's Hollywood.
That's okay. It's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
Nicole Eggert is hot.
She was fucking smoking back in the day. We know what Charles was in charge of right there. Anyway, let's stop being disgusting and fucking...
Stop being disgusting.
Let's be openly disgusting.
Yeah.
Fuck there you both.
In 1994, he is in The Mouth of Madness.
You are going to skip right over... A fucking Meatloaf music video?
I was, yeah.
How
fuck you
dare you?
It's not even I Would Do Anything for Love. It's Picture Show. Yeah. Nobody knows Picture Show.
Okay, actually. Yeah.
Fuck you both.
Yeah.
Meatloaf rules.
No. Does he know?
He did.
He's in an episode of Married with Children, an episode of Roseanne. He's in an episode of Batman the Animated Series.
So good. Oh,
this dude's all over 80s and 90s TV. Herman's Head, A Jesus Different World, Christ. Perfect Strangers, Quantum Leap. He's in another Seagal classic, Marked for Death. The same year he's in Arachnophobia and The Hunt for Red October. He's in They Live in 1988. So we might have talked about him twice before. Same year he's in Alien Nation and in Red Heat. And in Webster.
Jesus Christ.
He's in Prince of Darkness in 1987.
I don't love that movie.
I still have never seen it.
I don't love it. And it's really hard for me to say because, like, I fucking love John Carpenter. Like, yeah. I love John Carpenter so much.
But from what I hear, it's not a great movie.
It's a cult movie.
Yeah. Like,
it's... You have to want to love that movie, I think, is what it is.
Yeah. Whoa, there we go.
Are you okay?
I thought I knocked something over, but it was the edge of the mouse pad.
Okay.
He is in Heartbreak Ridge in 1986 with Clint Eastwood. Amazing Stories in 1985. Two episodes of Remington Steele. He's in Brewster's Millions in 85 as well.
Hell yeah.
Riptide 1985.
I didn't realize until just recently that Brewster's Millions, that one is a remake.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Fuck. This dude seems to have like awesome years every couple of years. In 84, he is in The Karate Kid and Streets of Fire. Both awesome movies. Cagney and Lacey. He's in 48 Hours in 1982. Silver Spoons in 82. Heart to Heart, 82. Damn, dude had a big 82, big 84.
Yeah. Oh, he's got a big 84.
He's in The Long Riders in 1980.
You're goddamn right.
BJ and the Bear, The Incredible Hulk, Starsky and Hutch. One day at a time.
I really miss. Smoke. I miss the 70s obsessions with monkeys.
Monkey movies and TV shows.
Yeah.
The original Hawaii Five-0. He's in Rio Lobo in 1970.
That's a good ass movie.
Dude is in some shit. That's really it as far as the notable stuff.
Yeah. I did not expect us to hit fucking Murder, She Wrote. From Willow Creek.
Yeah, that, thank God for that old dude. These last two things are really just here informationally. Steven Stroyfert, he is, who the fuck was he? He was business. I think he's the Bob Dylan of Bigfoot, maybe. He plays himself in a lot of Bigfoot shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In Search of Monsters, America's Monsters, Sasquatch, Out of the Shadows. Where the fuck did his credits go?
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. I just named them all anyway.
Yeah.
And the last one I saved, this woman's name actually is Sean L. White Guy Sr.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he said the name of the movie, I'm like, is her name White Guy? Sean White Guy? No, her name is Sean L. White Guy Sr. That's her real, like God-given name.
Because he says it a couple of times. Like, did he say Shauna?
Nope.
Like, Sean L.
White Guy Sr. That implies
there's a Sean L. White Guy Jr.
Yeah, yeah.
Possibly a third.
Sean White Guy. And not even like one word white guy. No, it's white guy.
Guy. It's my Indian name.
what's going on in chat? There's a lot of chat.
Oh, I was making jokes. I said I would do anything for Loaf.
But I'm okay. I would do anything for Loaf.
Keynote speaker at SPAC, Sean White Guy. That's CPAC. That's amazing.
When you guys talked about Cagney Lacey, I quoted Super Troopers. Like, Cagney Lacey? That could be Lacey. And then we just went off on... Would be, should be, can be, has been, and be, uncle was. It's got bad.
Oh, that's awesome.
But we pull it back together for the Sean L. White Guy Senior. A not white lady.
Yeah. that will do it for the better known as segment of the show.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Does this work? It did. Okay. All right. We are back on main. Hoo boy.
Crapshoot.
We're on to the crapshoot. Look at that. Sound effect working perfectly.
Yeah. I had a proud father moment today.
All right, let's hear it.
So I was sitting on the couch. Me and Ollie were playing cards. Round of Go Fish, round of war. While watching Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking classic.
Yeah.
He was just as into it as I was.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is
oh
awesome.
Oh my God, dude. In the very beginning of that movie where Mechagodzilla, in the guise of Godzilla, just beats the dog shit out of Anguirus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that looked like a hate crime.
Like if he had a wallet, he would have taken it.
He picked him up by his tail and just slamming him on the fucking ground.
Oh, that's all. I would have been like, son,
you're a man now.
Yeah, this is what Saturdays are for. Like this right here.
Yeah, he was digging it. And then like, so you know how like a movie will end and then like something else will start up.
Yeah,
it was fucking King Ghidorah, the three-headed monster.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And I was like, all right, I got shit to do.
We're going to watch a few minutes.
But, like, he was just, like, laying on the couch, coloring in his coloring book, watching it. And, like, yeah.
Son.
Yes!
You need to see the Toho logo at least once every Saturday.
Yeah, you know it's going down when the fucking Janus fucking logo comes up.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yep. So that was nice. Which it's been a weirdly Godzilla-y weekend for me because I discovered a Godzilla mobile game that's kind of
fun. Is it the one where like
Battle Lines?
Yeah, I think I've played that one. It's a little weird. Like it's like
weird.
Yeah, you're like building the fences and like there's a monster attacking the city, I think, right?
No, no, no. This one is like, so the main point of the game is like you have a team of monsters or things that like, you know, rockets or whatever. And then you're facing off against an opponent who has the same, you know, team of monsters or whatever.
Okay.
And then everything has a, like a value. So like it's, this one's 7 points to play. And then it, you have a ticker bar that comes up. And then, you know, some shit is like 2 and some is 3, 4, 5, all the way up to like, I want to say the most expensive one is 8. But it's cool because you get like, you get like little robot tanks that go out and attack, or you have kaiju under your control and you can change if you're, you have like a team leader and you can change that out. Right now, mine is Space Godzilla.
All right.
Because he drops crystals on the map. And then your guys who are, I've
played this.
Yeah, your guys who are in like a proximity to those crystals get like an attack power up and shit like that.
All right.
It's pretty fun. Yeah. It's a good way to spend like 20 minutes at a rip. You know, it's a good shitter game. I think I was looking for something because like I kind of fell out of Marvel Snap.
I'm still, I play all the.
You are fucking addicted to that game.
Yeah. 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 Yep. I'm about to hit level 10,000.
That's absurd, yeah. My man.
I haven't really like seen or done much the past week, to be honest. I think I went to the movie Sunday. I saw that movie Anyone But You.
Yeah.
It's got Sydney Sweeney in it. That's all I'll say about that.
Sold, eh?
Yeah. I don't think I really like.
That's kind of it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's nothing like. I'm like in desperate fucking need of a show to watch right now.
Yeah,
like that's why I started watching Rescue Me again. Like that's why I tried to watch Tacoma FD.
Yeah,
like I need something. Like I'm still watching Venture Brothers, but like I need to like slow. I'm like I hit that wall that you were talking about.
Yeah,
yeah, like season 4.
Yeah,
like there's funny stuff in there, but it's taken me forever to get through this season.
Yeah, because the weird to funny ratio goes off kilter.
Brock goes away. It's like Brock is, I think, is one of my favorite characters in the fucking show.
He is my favorite character.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not even a one of. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's been some funny stuff like, you know, in the interim. But yeah, no, I definitely hit that wall. I'm like, oh, this is what you were talking about.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
You know what? You're probably a prime candidate to go back for Deadwood now. Like, because there's not a bad episode in that whole fucking show. There's,
yeah.
What, 3 seasons? 4 seasons?
I think 4.
4? And then the movie. So just fucking have just at it, dog.
Pull the trigger. Pull the trigger.
Pull the trigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, you goddamn right.
But, like, there's nothing new out now. Like, that's good. Like, I want something new. Like, something I haven't seen. There's nothing that, like, fits that.
I mean, there's new shit. There's nothing fresh.
I've been watching Masters of the Air on Apple, which is, I forgot to give you the login last week.
Oh, yeah, I need that.
Which is pretty good. I'm like, I'm just not like,
the air.
We talked about this, I think, last week. It is the Steven Spielberg show about the dudes who fly bombers in World War II.
Yes.
It's really fucking good.
That's fascinating.
But it's fucking good. It's really like interesting, but it's also like heavy.
Yeah.
So like I have to like pace out the fucking episodes.
Yep.
Yeah, I got spoiled for a little bit. Like, I had Monarch going. I had, like, Jack Reacher going. Like,
yeah, this is why I only watch, like, one thing at a time.
Yeah. So, like, Invincible's coming back, but that's only going to be for, like, 4 or 5 weeks, maybe at the most.
Oh, is that they are dropping, like, the second half of that season?
Yeah. I watched Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Amazon. That was pretty good.
I didn't care for the movie, so.
It is not like the movie at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I like Donald Glover. He's pretty good.
Fine.
Yeah. Fine. I thought Atlanta was a really good show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's him and Maya Erskine, I think her name is.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good. I hope to do a second season of it. Anything else I watched? Like, there hasn't been shit for movies. Like, oh, you know what I watched? I've been like trying to cross off. Like, this is an ever-dwindling list, like, classic movies that I haven't seen.
Yeah.
I watched The Fucking Sting on Monday when we had the holiday.
Oh, hell yeah.
That movie's amazing!
Yeah.
Yeah! I can't believe I've never fucking seen that movie.
That just hit Netflix, like, fucking 2-3 weeks ago.
That's why I watched it. Yeah.
I got like 75% of the way through it, and then I had to turn it off and do something else. I haven't gone back for the ending.
Yeah.
But like, yeah.
Yeah. I could not believe it's taken me 40 something years to watch this movie.
Yeah, like, that's right up there with like the French Connection. And
fucking Robert Shaw is goddamn incredible in that movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
There's nobody bad in that movie.
Newman, Redford, fucking.
What else do you want?
Yeah. I mean, it's probably an understatement saying this classic movie is really good. But yeah, fucking The Sting is fucking amazing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, yeah. There was a bunch of shit that hit Netflix not too long ago, like big heavy hitters like that. So I want to say they had The French Connection on there not too long ago.
I got to rewatch that. I haven't watched that in a long time.
The Conversation was on there.
Same. I got to rewatch that. Watch The Conversation and then watch Enemy of the State.
Yeah.
It is like a loose fucking sequel.
To the
Conversation.
Is that the Sam Jackson?
Will Smith.
Yeah,
Gene Hackman.
Yes. Okay, I remember that now. Really? Those are fucking tied together, huh? Ish.
Not officially.
Yeah.
But like Gene Hackman's character is pretty much his character from The Conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, Gene Hackman plays a lot of the same character.
To be also fair, Gene Hackman is fucking awesome.
Well, yeah. I'm not saying Gene Hackman sucks. I'm saying
no. I just wanted to throw that in. Like,
he's got a style.
I saw an opportunity to say it and fucking because he is awesome.
No, he's fucking amazing.
Yeah. Did I watch any other movies this week? I feel like I did.
I don't. Oh, you know what I did? Nothing new, but I watched Rocky Horror Picture Show with the director's commentary on.
Thank you.
Actually, it wasn't even director's commentary. It was, what the fuck's his name? The guy that plays Riff Raff. He actually like wrote and directed the Richard something. Anyway, he's actually kind of a piece of shit. But he played Riff Raff, and he like wrote the play and directed the play, I think.
Okay.
Richard Donner. No, not Richard Donner.
That's a director.
That's a different guy.
Yeah.
What the fuck is his name? Chad, help me. I'm an idiot. Who is the guy that played Riff Raff?
O'Brien.
Schindler's Richard O'Brien.
Hot dog the movie to be a complimentary double feature.
What?
Because of your conversation and the state thing. TJ Lamb is recommending Schindler's List followed by Hot Dog Movie.
But because I watched this thing, there's other like classics I'm gonna go by. Bonnie and Clyde is next on my list. I've never seen that one.
Did you see, I think it was Highwaymen? Woody Harrelson
Fuck.
Shit. It was so good.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to watch
that. It's the other side of that.
All right.
It's the Bonnie and Clyde thing from the cops' perspective.
All right, it's another double feature there.
Yeah.
All right.
That was really good.
The Grifters was another one I was going to go back and watch too. Grifters? I've never seen.
I don't know.
John
know
Cusack, Angelica Houston, and Annette Bening from like 1990, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's a really good pairing of movies that are direct sequels, but like forever apart is The Hustler and The Color of Money.
Yes. Yeah. Shit, I haven't watched either of
those. Those are two completely different fucking moods. Time.
But yeah, they're connected movies.
They are 100% direct sequels.
Yeah, Paul Newman, awesome in both.
Oh, The Hustler is one of the best movies ever made.
Yeah, I do love me some fucking Jackie Gleason.
Yeah.
Pardon me, I love The Honeymooners. I used to watch that all the time when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't. I would watch it every once in a while, but it wasn't my speed, I guess.
No, that was right up my alley.
Yeah. Just playing video games, nothing.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I have it anymore. I had a fucking Honeymooners like framed picture somewhere in my house.
Oh, really?
I think it fell finally and like broke.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
I
Sorry, no, I'm playing video games. I've been playing, I will say Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League. It got better.
Really?
It's I hate this, like, with modern games where, like, it sucks until you play more of it. And, like, when you unlock shit, then it gets fun. Mm. Like, make the game fun to fucking play first. Like, it's really getting annoying.
Yeah, make it fun to start and then way better when you get shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that I've gotten more into. Like, it took forever, but I've actually fucking killed two members of the Justice League.
Oh, you really are killing them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, like, they're infected by, like, Brainiac.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. There's, like, no other way to fucking, like, you know, to, like, cure them. And there was just a really fucking awesome, I will say, like, battle scene between, like, you know, infected Superman and, like, Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And, like, she's, like, trying to, you know, keep him from killing the Suicide Squad. And she gets killed. Spoiler.
Sick.
Yeah.
I have been thinking and playing with the idea of getting a PlayStation 5.
I will say it is.
I feel like it's getting, like, it's got to be getting to the end of its fucking life cycle, right?
No, it just came out in pandemic, so it's been
4 years?
Three and a half, 4 years. The average cycle is 7 years.
Yeah. I mean, there's no end to the games that I can play on the fucking thing. But, like,
yeah, I mean, it's probably the point where you can find them, like, used, like, cheaper. Like,
yeah.
No, I'm completely happy with mine. 100%.
Yeah. I just think, I think, PlayStation has the games that I would want to play that are exclusives.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Ghost of Tsushima. I'll never say it right.
Yeah.
Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah.
Looks fucking rad.
It is rad.
And, you know, I want to play that. And I don't want to spend $1,000+ on a PC these days that will play Baldur's Gate 3, but a PS5 will.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I've been thinking that's another game I want to get, Baldur's Gate 3. Helldivers 2 I want to play also.
Yeah.
I've been hearing a lot of good things about that. I'm in the mood for a good shooter. It's been a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I really haven't done anything new lately. Which is kind of sad, but also I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. Hey, what have you been doing lately? Oh, drinking and listening to country music. Yeah. I don't, it's kind of all I got now.
Living my best life, as the kids say.
A life, yeah.
Let's see. Is there anything else worth mentioning? It might be time to get out of here.
Yeah, that's gonna be it, man. That's really gonna be it. I think
we will. Longer than the movie.
Yeah, officially.
Officially. I think we will bow out at this point. Give you our socials. Give you some wisdom, and let you get on with your night. So, our website is www.bigdumbmonsterspodcast.com.
Bigdumbmonsters.com also.
Also, bigdumbmonsters.com.
Just renewed that motherfucker.
Yeah. It, you know, if you are feeling a little too lazy to put podcast in the URL. if you have suggestions for our show, things that we should watch, we actually really want you guys to send in things that we should watch. Anything with a monster in it, sci-fi, action, horror, whatever. Fantasy, bigdumbmonsters@gmail.com. But yeah, if you've got like beer suggestions or, you know, things that you want to see on the show, you know, different segments or people we should go after to try to get interviews with, all that kind of good
War
shit.
War of the Gargantuas. Fuck yeah, we got to do War of the Gargantuas.
I don't love it.
Fuck you, we're doing it.
I don't love it.
It's awesome.
It's fine. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah, that's bigdumbmonsters@gmail.com. We are on Facebook. We are Big Dumb Monsters Pod.
I tried.
You're a monster.
Sorry.
We are on Slasher, the all horror social network. That's a great place to be. Find a lot of like-minded folks. Big Dumb Monsters Podcast. And sometimes I log into our Steam account and see if we have friend requests. We don't. Get on that. Change it.
We have no friends.
We have no friends on Steam. Big Dumb Monsters on Steam.
You can check us out on Instagram and Threads at big_dumb_monsters. You can check out this show live every Saturday night. If you're not watching it right now, if you're listening to the audio, you're like 2 fucking weeks behind.
Yeah.
Get your shit together. Get a Twitch or a YouTube account. Join the fucking Saturday night party every week.
Yeah, come hang out. Jump in the chat.
Like, usually at 8:15 when we don't upgrade the studio and fuck everything up. But otherwise, you know, we'll try to let you know
when
we're going to
be late. If you subscribe, an announcement will come out right when we're about to start streaming.
But you can find us on both of those platforms at Big Dumb Monsters. You should check out our merch store at TeePublic. Mm-hmm. You can just search Big Dumb Monsters there. We recently put up our 20th fucking design.
We gotta call that down a little bit.
We do.
Over quality over quantity.
Look, we're trying to bring in some cash here. You know, we gotta throw out anything we can.
Give me the cash.
Yeah. We're gonna be at Saratoga Comic Con May 4th and 5th. We will be at Mid-Hudson Comic Con August 3rd and 4th. Mm-hmm. I will be at Tampa Bay Comic Con August 23rd through the 25th. They just announced today that like the dudes from Epic Rap Battles of History are going to be doing a show.
Really?
Friday night at that con. So I'm going to go check that out.
That's dope.
Yeah. Let's see. And then again, we'll be at Saratoga Comic Con in November. That's all the places you can find us for now. Could be big, could be expanding. Who knows?
We're going to work on it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. We're going to throw some words of wisdom at you.
All right. Don't let ghoulies eat your ass.
And never sleep in a deathbed.
Bye-bye.